There's an unbelievable Ramban in Parshas Tetzave. It sort of boggles the mind, and it's a really, really a very, very big chiddush, and it's unbelievably important that we know this Ramban. Let's learn it, and then we'll see that this Ramban really ties in very, very closely with the Ramban and Hazina, which maybe I've mentioned before, but when we learn it together with this Ramban, it gets an altogether different picture. At the end of the Miluim, that means Tetzaveh, everybody knows the beginning of Tetzaveh is with the big Tekohuna, and then come the Miluim. So then the Ribono Shel Olam rounds off that Pasha by saying, V'shachanti b'sof b'nei Yisroel, v'yisi lohem l'elokim. V'yodu, ki ani Hashem Elokehem, asha hotzesi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim, l'shachni b'sofam. Ani Hashem Elokehem. That I took them out of Mitzrayim, l'shachni b'sofam. Now what does that mean? I took them out. What's this prefix lamed? L'shachni b'olam. So Rashi says, L'shachni b'socham, al-menos l'shkon ani b'socham. I took them out, I guess he means, on condition that I wanted that they should realize that once I take them out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to be dwelling among them. Now, Rashi is very, very short, and it's difficult to know exactly the value of what he's saying. Is it good that the Rabbi Nishom is there? Is it not good that the Rabbi Nishom is there? What's this Tanai? Rashi doesn't really make it very clear. All he says is, Al Menos Lishkon Ani Besocham. I'm not quite sure what that means. And Ramban brings the Rashi, and is Mefarpil on it a little bit. And then he moves on to the Ibn Ezra, and that is the part of the Ramban which concerns us over here. Of Rabbi Avraham Omer, that it means ki lo hotzesi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim rak ba'avur ki eshkon b'socham. That the Rabbi Yisrael is saying, you know why I took you out of Mitzrayim? V'yedu ki ani Hashem Elokeim asher hotzesi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. And if you're wondering why did I take you out of Mitzrayim? L'shachni b'socham, so that I can dwell among them. We'll see in a moment how the Ramban understands it. What does that mean? In order that I can dwell among them. So he says, V'yofe pirush, that's a good pshat. But he says, if we're going to learn like the Rav Avraham Ibn Ezra, then Kein yesh be'inyan soit godoil. That's an unbelievable chiddush. Ki kefi pshat hadover, hashchino b'yisroel tzoyrech hedyut. If you would stop a Yid in the street and ask him, the Ribbono Shel Olam dwells in our Mishkan, in our Beis HaMikdash, is that for our sake or for his sake? So of course we would say that it's for our sake. That's a Tzoyrech Hedyot. That's the Pshat. Ki kefi Pshat Hadover Hashchino B'Yisroel Tzoyrech Hedyot V'loi Tzoyrech Gavoya. Aval hu inyan sh'oma ha'kosuv Yisroel asher b'cho espoel. The way that Ibn Ezra learns our posuk, it means that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's need, kevi yochel, to be among us. And just like it says in Yeshaya, I pride myself with Yisroel. That means, if anybody would be interested about my relationship with Klal Yisroel, I would tell him, oi, you don't know how happy I am that Klal Yisroel exists. I pride myself with them. Omer Yehoshua, Umar Tase, Shimcha HaGodel, saying, look, if you would lose the Yidden, what's going to happen to your Shimcha HaGodel? Upsukim Rabim Bo Kain, Ivo Lemoshav Lo. Ivo is from Loshen Tavo, to want exceedingly, to crave. Ivo Lemakivoch Hashem Betzion, Ivo Lemoshav Lo. The Ribbono Shel Olam craved that Zion should be a dwelling for him. Or po eshev ki ivisiho, Tehillim Yudalot, po eshev ki ivisiho, I'm going to stay among the Yidden, because that is what I crave, that is what I always wanted. So that's an unbelievable thing what he's saying. He's saying is that the Shina among us in the Mishkan is not Tzoyrech Hedyot, but it's Tzoyrech Gavoya. What on earth does that mean? What does the Ribbono Shel Olam need us for? Why should he want us? I mean, are we so wonderful? And what exactly is it that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be among us. Of course, obviously everything is always with Kibbe Yochel. We don't really understand the Rebbeinu Shalom as the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's something beyond our ken. But Lefi our Havona, that's what he's saying. He's saying that I want to be among you, and I took you out of Mitzrayim in order that I should have a place that to be able to dwell among you. Isn't that unbelievable? And the emes is that there's a big arichas about that in Hazino. So there's a whole story from Pesach Chof, the Rebbeinu Shlalom, he's sort of saying to himself, or saying to the Malachim, depends what the Rishonim is saying over there, but I'll call upon him, he's making a list of all the terrible things that we did, and how he plans to punish us for all those, for all the Avodah Zorah that we served. And so on. Very, very sad list of all the horrible things that we did throughout our history. And as a result of that, he says in Pesuk Chof Vov, Omati Afeyem, Ashvisom Enov Zichron. I decided when I saw all these horrible things that these Jews did, I said, I'm going to destroy them. Now, we're not going to go into the finer points now of what Afeyem means, because that's a whole sugi by itself, but we're just saying to destroy them more or less hits the point. The way most of the Shinim learn, it's a sort of a common factor among them. I said, I will destroy the Yidden. Ashpisa me'enar zichram. I'm going to make the memory of them totally forgotten among the nations. I'm going to create a state where if you ask somebody in the street, you know what Jews are? He says, nah, I don't know what they are. Or then he says, I remember once we had in history class that there used to be some kind of a nation, but I don't know a thing about them. That's what it means, Ashpisa me'enar zichram. Zogdo Rebbeinu Shlalom, that's what I wanted to do. I want to get rid of them. They're a bunch of no goodniks. And I wanted to get rid of them. But I won't. Why? Because Lule Kaas Oyev Ogu, if it weren't that the Oyev, the Goyim, have stored up their anger, Pen Yenakru Tzoremo, Pen Yoimru Yodeinu Romo, V'loy Hashem Po'al Kol Zois. I can't afford to destroy the Yidden. Because if I would destroy the Yidden, the Goyim would say, ha ha ha, it is we who destroyed them. How am I going to destroy them? I'm going to send them into the hands of the Goyim. So the Goyim will say, Koyfi Boitzim Yodi, or Soliya Sachai Lazeh, the Goyim will say, we did it. We accomplished that. And in order to avoid that, I'm not going to destroy them. Now when you read these psukim, you want to look for the nearest roof to jump off from. Is that all the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us? That as far as we are concerned, as far as Jews are concerned, the best thing would be, let's forget about them. They've messed up my world, they've messed up their life, they've messed up their history, let's get rid of them. Oh, but I can't, because all the Goyim would make a mistake. Now, what's going on over here? Do we have no zchus kiyum on our own? Is that really how the Rebbeinu Shalom looks upon us, that we have no zchus kiyum on our own? What's going on over here? And the Ramban raises that question. And that's just an awful thing. So let's learn what the Ramban says. He says, turns out that really we ought to be destroyed. And the only reason why the Goyim aren't able to finish us up, and he says, and it's not only the Pasuk here in Hazino, Ke'inyan Sh'omar B'Yecheskel, it also says it in Yecheskel, V'kibatzti Eschem Min Ha'aratzois, Asher Nefutzosam Bom, V'nikdashti Bochem Le'ene HaGoyim, you know why? Ki Ani Hashem Ba'asoisi Eschem L'man Shemi. I'm going to help you, but I'm going to help you only for the sake of my name. Lo kedachechem horoim uka'ali lo seichem hanishchosel space Israel. You don't deserve it. You want to know what your actions, what your drochem are like. Roim, they're bad. You want to know what your alilas are like. Your plans, they're nishchosels. You're a bunch of losers. That's what he says. V'chein nema, oit vo'as l'man shumi levilti hechel le'enei hagoyim. Ulekach, the Ramban says, Hiskir Moshe b'tchilosoi, later on by the Meraglim, when Moshe Rabbeinu prays for the Yidden, V'amu ha'goyim asher shomu et shimacho leimoya, a part of his tefillahs was that it's going to make a chilul Hashem if you destroy them. V'Hashem yizboach hoide loy b'zeh v'yom elo ha'shalachti kitvorecho. You know what kasachti kitvorecho means? I agree to your argument. Not your tefillah. Your tefillah I'm not going to listen to. But your argument is a good argument. What was your argument? Oh, that's a good argument. I have to avoid that the goyim should make a mistake, and therefore I won't destroy them. That's how the Ramban is reading that pasuk. It's terrible. So this is just awful. That when we learn this psukim and we ask ourselves, is that really what we sank to? Don't we have any susim of our own? Yidden, what we went through. And it's all for nothing. We've fallen short, and really we ought to be destroyed, unfinished. No, it was then, like, you know, the guy mustn't make a mistake. It just sounds awful. So the Ramban says like this. So the Ramban sets out now to explain what is really being said over here. V'hatam b'tayna hazois says that the way you have to understand what the Ribbono Shelom is saying over here, don't read it the way it sounds. Einenu kuroitze lahagois koichoi ben soinov. It's not ki'ilu the Ribbono Shelom feels the need to show the goyim that he's tough, that really he could save his yidden. What's the goyim? He's interested in showing the goyim that he's tough. Well, that doesn't mean that. So what does it mean? So the Ramban says, I'll tell you what it means. Avol Hashem boru esodam betachtoinem shiyakir esboiroi v'yoyde lishmoi. You know why the Ribbono Shelom created man down here in this physical world? Because he wanted man to have a chance to be makir him, to be makir the Ribbono Shelom, and to praise the Ribbono Shelom's name. That's the tachlis of the whole Bria, including the Goyim. So Ribbono Shelom, full of hope, created Odom Rishon, and he says, I'm going to have a world over here where everybody's going to be makir me, and through being makir me, is going to have a wonderful life at the level at which the Ribbono Shelom had originally wanted it. Now, but in order to make that happen, but he gave man bechira, and he gave him the opportunity and the ability either to do bad or to do good. When mankind decided they were going to be bad, and they decided to deny the Ribbono Shelom and to serve all kinds of idols, only Klal Yisrael remained loyal to the Ribbono Shelom. Upirsem bohem, and in their history, the Ribbono Shelom was mefasem, the oisois of a moifsem, with all kinds of miracles. Ki hu elokeu elokim, ho elohim, v'adonehu adonim. That he is the Ribbono Shelom. And through becoming manifest in Jewish history, v'noida boze lechol ha'amim, so all the goyim found out about the Ribbono Shelom. Can you imagine what the world would look like today if there hadn't ever been Klal Yisrael? There wouldn't have been Christianity, there wouldn't have been Islam, nobody would have known anything about the Ribbono Shelom. The only reason why anybody knows anything about the Ribbono Shelom is because Klal Yisrael. Now, behine im Yoshev v'ya'abed zichram, what's going to happen if he's going to destroy them and will make it that nobody remembers them? It's terrible. Yishkechu ha'amim es oisoisov es ma'asov. The goyim are going to forget the signs and the ma'asim which he did. V'lo yisupa oibohem, nobody's going to have any opportunity to talk about them anymore. V'im odom yaskekein, and even if somebody happens to mention something, you remember once, I heard once that there used to be this kind of nation, ze yachshavu ki hoyo koyach mikoyachos ha'mazolos ha'kechovem v'chol av'oma, nobody's going to think about the Ribbono Shelom. They're going to say, okay, they had luck, they had mazel, they were born under a good constellation. That's what they're going to say. Behine, And if that is going to happen, that means that the entire human race knows nothing about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tiye kavona sabriya ba'odam b'teilu legamra. So the kavona of the Briya is going to become bottle. Shelo yishar bohem yoidea es boiroi. Nobody's going to be there anymore who knows about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rak, who are going to be the people who are there? Machisim lefona. People who are machis before, they make him angry. Balkane, and therefore comes this enormous formulation of the Ramban, such a famous formulation. Balkane roi midin horotzain shahoyo bevrias ha'olam. The Rebbeinu wanted there should be a world, right? He created a world. So there was a rotzain. There was a rotzain that there should be a world. Roi midin horotzain shahoyo bevrias ha'olam shi rotzain milfonav lehokim loy le'am kol ha'yomim. That there should be the rotzain of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to make sure that the Yidden should always be around. Ki heim hakarovim elav v'hayodim aso mikol ha'amim. Because they are the ones who know him, and who know him intimately, and they're the only ones. And therefore, if the world is going to have a Kiyum, so it can only be if the existence of Klal Yisrael is coexistent with the existence of the world. V'zetam, and the Ramban says, now you're going to understand the posuk which I'm going to say later, which is the posuk where Hazinu changes from a mode of punishment to a mode of mercy. It says, Ki yodin Hashem amoy va'al avodav yisnechem. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be yodin his people, then he will change his mind about his people, and he will move from the Midas Hadin to the Midas Horachamim. Let's have a look what the Ramban says over there about Yodin Hashem Amoy. So the Ramban says nothing. I got mixed up on that. It's Rashi who says, what does it mean, Yodin Hashem Amoy? Kishe Yishpoit Oysom be Yisurin Halolu, when he will decide to punish us with these terrible sufferings, Hu Amurim Aleim. So then, Yiyasa Amim, yeah. So Kiyodin, when the Ribbono Shel Olam will have exposed us to all those sufferings, then Alavodav Yisnecham, he's going to turn into a Midas Horachamim. Should really have started reading the Ramban, which we've been reading a couple of lines earlier, because there the Ramban says that, what is this whole pasuk talking about? Omati Afeyem Ashbiso Me'eno Zichram. So he says that Goluseinu bein ho'amim, anachnu Yehuda bin Yomin, we, our golas over here, our golas in Baltimore, in America, and all over the world, today, she'ein lo nezecha ba'amim, v'lo nechoshev lo am v'umo klal, nobody really knows us as a people. V'hine yoyme ha'kosov, ki hoyu b'midas ha'din, li yoyseinu kein b'golas lo'olam. The midas ha'din demands, or would demand, that we should remain in Golos for all time. We should be in Golos le'olam. B'midas ha'din li'yos kein b'golos le'olam lule kaas oyev ogo. So all that the Ramban said to know was, if you're thinking about midas ha'din, the midas ha'din, that's a problem. The midas ha'din could have demanded, or would have demanded, or did demand about us that we should remain in Golos le'olam. It's a terrible, terrible thought, but that's what the Midas Hadin wants. So the Ramban now says like this, and that's the pshat in the Tam. V'zeh Tam ki yodin Hashem amo v'alavodav yisnechem she yizkor Hashem berachamim ki heim amo me'oz v'yizkor ki heim avodav she'omdu loy begolusom ka'avodem lispoil hatzoros v'hashibot. In the world, Ramban says, you know what's happening over here, that there is a Midas Horachamim. Everything which I've said till now is a Midas Hadin, but there's also a Midas Horachamim. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, when Rachamim starts, everything changes. Now, the Ramban doesn't explain this in so many words, but just this week I was Ma'ayin, and this is Ramban, and I think I finally got it. For years and years and years and years I've been thinking about this Ramban, even taught the Ramban, and talked to a lot of people about it, and I never knew exactly what the mechanics are over here. But now I think that I understand what the mechanics are. How does this Midas HaRachamim come in? So, really, I think that to understand the Ramban completely, we're going to need two Yesoidas. He doesn't say them, and I don't know whether I'm right, but I think that I am right, and I think that that's what the Ramban means. The first Yesoid, everybody has ever learned, the Mesilas Yeshorim, remembers that in the fourth Perek, he talks about the Mishpat of the Ribbono Shel'olam, that the Ribbono Shel'olam exercises Mishpat, and that there's no such thing as bitter. The Gemara says, that the Ribbono Shel'olam says, okay, listen, that's not so bad, let's forget about it. That's not emes. The Ribbono Shel'olam is never mevater, is a shofet tzedek, and where punishment is due, so then you've got to have the punishment. And if Rachamim would say, let's forget about it, so then that couldn't be, because that would make the Ribbono Shel'olam not a shofet, and that can't be. So where does Rachamim shine in? So the Mesilas Yeshorim has three ways in which Rachamim does not have to be a stira to real din. Now, of those three, really only one concerns us over here, but we'll just list them quickly because it's interesting. And between you and me, this answer of the Mesilas Yeshorim itself needs a lot of hesber. Because at the end of what he says, we could still really ask, well, but pure din wouldn't allow this kind of rachamim, so why isn't that still a problem? But that's not for now. There are answers to that, but that's not nageya to us now. What are the answers which the Mesilas Yeshorim gives? The Mesilas Yeshorim says like this. He says, number one, that pure mishpat would demand that once a person does an avera, immediately by return mail, the einish should come. Rachamim can say, wait a while. I admit that he has to be punished, but it doesn't have to be the first moment. Give him a chance to think things over. Maybe he'll do tshuva. Let's not do the punishment right away. That's one thing where the Midas HaBitochen can help to take away the edge, as it were, from the Midas HaDin. And that, by the way, is the second chelek of the what Rachamim can do, that tshuva should help. That number one was that the einish should come immediately, and Rachamim can pile that it doesn't come immediately. Then pure din would have demanded that tshuva can't help, because you've already done the thing. What are you going to do tshuva now? So Rachamim says, let's do this, let's consider the Akira Sarotzen, Akira Samaisen. Oh, there's a lot to think about over there. But we're concerned with the third thing. And the third thing is that according to the Midas HaDin, once a punishment is deserved, so it's going to be like very, very harsh. As harsh as punishment needs to be, really. So the Midas HaDin, the Midas HaRachamim can say, let's soften it a little bit. Let's make that the partial punishment is as good as the whole punishment. Just like Mitzad HaDin, it should have come immediately, and the Rachamim can toil that it should come a little later, and just like Rachamim can toil that Tshuva is accepted, the Rachamim can also say, maybe half of the punishment is enough. The Mitzas Kekula, it's enough, you don't have to do the whole thing. That's the three things. And I think that that's what the Ramban means over here. Ramban is saying like this. Look, the Midas HaDin, like he said at the beginning of the Ramban, which we read just now, the Midas HaDin would have said they should be in Golas La'olam. La'olam, that only eternal punishment is deserved by them. Let them disappear, sinishgut. Midas HaRachamim comes along and says, what do you mean? Yeah, there is such a concept of mitzvahs kekulay. There is such a concept that the part as a whole, halacha is like that. When somebody b'aminan has avelos, so the last day he can get up early because mitzvahs yomis kekulay. So mitzvahs the einish can be more kind the whole einish. That's what the Mesilas Yeshorim says. And I think that that's what the Ramban is saying over here. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Ki yodin Hashem amoy, when the Ribbono Shel Olam will have exposed us to Yisurim. So there will come a point. Really, it should have gone on for always. But there's a minas rachamim. So the rachamim, let's see the Loshen again. What does he say? V'zeh tam ki yodin Hashem amal val avodav yisnechom shi yisko Hashem berachamim. He says, one second, whom am I punishing over here? This is my arm. They were the ones who were loyal to me. V'yisko kehem avodav val avodav yisnechom. Can you imagine Yidden who throughout all the Golos, with all the Tzoros and all the tortures and all the suffering, we stayed loyal to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We stayed loyal to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, these are my Yidden. What am I going to do? I'm going to destroy them? So the chant is like this. That the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ki Yodin, when the Yisurim have been very, very bad, Ki Yodin Hashem Amar, they're going to come a point where with the lamedes of the Mesilas Yesharim, Alavodav Yisnechon. So they're going to say, enough is enough. This is enough of the whole to be considered maspik. Oh, that's what it is. So now Rachamim can set in. And now there's another klal. I said that there are two klalim which you have to understand that the Ramban is based on. Again, the Ramban doesn't say it. It doesn't make the tzushtal. But I think that that's what he means. And the Ramban says, so now suddenly the Ribbono Shel Olam remembers, they're my people. They're my avodim. So what's going to be? He says, yeah, but they were bad for a long time. That you can't say. There's a cloud like this. The Gemara says, Kiven shel nikla, nase ochicha lechol dover. The person gets malchus. What does the pasuk say? Veloy soysim al ele maklo rabo, v'nikla ochicha le'enecha. So the Gemara says, the purpose of malchus, the purpose of punishment, is v'nikla, that he should be shamed for the bad things that he does. But once he has been shamed, he becomes Yochicho again. So what happens? So the Yid, after he's had his punishment, except in one exception, a Melech, that's a different parasha, he goes back to the Sroro which he had before. All the honors which he had within the Klal Yisrael before he did the Zavera, for which he was now punished. Once he's punished, he goes back. There's no sort of a shield hanging around his neck. This person was an evil person and he was punished and he's a no good neck. No. Once the Nikla, he's back Ochifo. And that's what's happening over here in the Ramban also. That once the Ribbono Shel Olam says, look, I can't destroy them, like the Chesed which the Ramban said before, how can I destroy them? Then the whole world will go down the tubes. Then the whole Tachlis of the world is not going to be Mekuyim. So I can destroy them completely. So what do I do? Oh, I have to invoke my Midas HaRachmonas. What's my Midas HaRachmonas? The Midas HaRachmonas, Zeus Shalom says, is that the mixers can count for the whole. Fine, we've gotten to the end of the mixers. They've had it now. Whatever they need, they got. Oi, so they've had their punishment. Once they've had their punishment, so I don't remember anymore the evil that they did. So now I see them, my arm. They're my avodim. What, I shouldn't be good to them? See, what the Ramban is saying, that all those psukim, when they say, I'm going to do it l'man shmi, not because of your drochem and so on and so forth, that's all the background. That is why you're going to be exposed to punishment. You are going to be exposed to punishment. I'm not going to wipe you out, and you're going to be exposed to punishment. L'man shmi, I have to do that l'man shmi. Why? Because if I'm going to make it so that you get destroyed right away, so then I'm finished, then the kavon of the Briya is bottled. What's going to happen to Shemi? That was the purpose of the Briya in the first place. I can't. So what am I going to have to do? Not the pshat is that I keep you going, Leman Shemi. The vote is that Leman Shemi, I invoke my Midas HaRachmonas. And by invoking my Midas HaRachmonas, I'm going to say that part is as good as the whole. And Mimele, the rule of the Nicholas sets in. So, finished. The time has come that the Tsar should stop. Erledigt. No more. then the slate is wiped clean. And once the slate is wiped clean, so then the Amorim and the Avodah, isn't that a Moirdi Gezach? She Yiska Hashem Berachamim, Gehem Amor Meoz, the Yiska Gehem Avodah, She Omdulai Begolusam Kavodim, Lespoil Hatzoros Vashibut, Ukein Shenema Vayoma Ami Hemo, Bonim Lo Yeshakeru. וכבר רומסתי בבריאס אודם סויד ניסקה ונלם צורך ממנו שנהיה אלוהי לעם. And I said already, and the Beis Hayah in this Moyodig New Perish on the Ramban says, where did he say it? He said it by us in Tzav. Leshochni besorchem. Leshochni besorchem says, I need to be living within Klal Yisrael. I need you. Kinderlech, please make me at home. Make me feel at home by you. Build me a Mishkan. Like the Medu says, like the Melech said, you have to take my daughter away, but make me a small place where I can be with you. I can't part from my daughter. The Vajram can't part from Klal Yisrael. L'shochni b'sarchem. The Mishkan is supposed to keep the Rebbeinu by us. That's the little house that we make for him. So what do we do now? We go out and serve Avodah Zarah. So the Rebbeinu Shem, what's the Rebbeinu Shem supposed to do? He says, I have to be with you. So Behechlech, he has to temper his din with Rachamim, and he tempers the din with Rachamim, which wipes out history, which wipes out the blood, and once the blood is wiped out, then it's the Suyas, the Amoy, the Avodav, which makes the Yeshua. So Moira de Moira de Ramban, and it's just beautiful that this week I happened to be thinking about this Ramban in Hazino, and punkt over here in Tetzave we have this Ramban in Posuk Memvov that Leshochni B'Seicham. It's a Moira de Ramban.